Julian Fellowes must be doing something right. His screenplay for Gosford Park, the new Robert Altman movie, has won awards from the New York Film Critics Circle and the National Society of Film Critics, and it's nominated for a Golden Globe. Gosford Park is set in a stately British country house. The large cast includes some of England's finest actors, Derek Jacobi, Helen Mirren, Maggie Smith, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Emily Watson. NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg, spoke with the screenwriter.
Gosford Park is a delicious take on class and character in not-so-jolly 1932 England. Upstairs this house party weekend are fabulously dressed sirs, countesses, lords, ladies. Downstairs, they're aproned servants. Plus, there's a mystery to solve along with all the class struggles. A huge cast, a Robert Altman signature, is hard to sort out at first, who's whom and what they are to one another. But screenwriter Julian Fellowes says Altman did that deliberately.
He wants to reveal a world. He never wants you to be forced to take his position on it or make your mind up on it. His job, really, is opening a window on a world for you to make up your mind. And part of that is never to be seen to give obvious information. Now, in so many films, everyone's given the information 58 times.
Right.
It's just to give people a sense of kind of being a spy in a living house,
right,
and not having everything presented to them on a plate.
In your upstairs-downstairs scenario, there is the fascinating tradition at Gosford Park about how visiting servants are to be addressed. Here's a clip from the film, Helen Mirren as chief housekeeper.
What is it, Mr. Wiseman?
Well, to start with, my name is Denton, Henry Denton.
You're here as valet to Mr. Weissman. That means you'll be known as Mr. Weissman below stairs for the duration of your stay. We stick to the old customs here. It saves confusion.
Screenwriter Julian Fellowes, does that manner of naming help everybody downstairs to keep track, or is it just simple class snobbishness? You're a servant, you have no name, or your name doesn't count.
Well, if you were trying to learn the new names of every visiting servant, you would go mad. But however, the other half of your question, I think, is also true. I'm always rather horrified by a story I remember my grandmother telling me when she'd taken on a nursery maid for my mother and her sisters. And she had some name that my grandmother considered too exotic. It was sort of Annette or Miranda or something. And she said, oh, no, that's quite unsuitable. Here, I will call you Mary. I said to her, but wasn't it rather harsh to take this woman's name away? She looked really surprised. She said, but it was an impossible name to have in a servant. And I thought then, they were a different breed, these people. They did not doubt their own morality.
Yeah. Gosford Park has several dining and gathering scenes with almost all the characters present. And there's this typical overlapping Robert Altman dialogue.
Lovely dress.
How do you manage to put up with these people? You forget I earn my living by impersonating this. Can I help you?
Mr. Fellowes, I understand that the actors ad-libbed this dialogue. About 19 separate microphones were used. This is insulting a little bit to the screenwriter, isn't it?
Well, they would come in and they would acquit themselves of their script lines. And then when they were done, they could sort of wander off and create this cushion of murmuring going on in the background of improvisation. But very, very little of it got used. And so what happens is that the scripted lines that tell the story are resting on a kind of cushion of reality. You never have that sense of them stopping to tell their story or say their script lines. But in fact, the film is scripted.
Gosford Park really gives you a sense of how those great English country estates actually work. And Mr. Fellowes, I know that your wife Emma is a lady-in-waiting to Her Royal Highness Princess Michael of Kent. So did that help you to get the screenplay right?
Well, and yes, I mean, it's always interesting in a way to go to Kensington Palace or something nowadays, because it's always nice to go to houses where these things are still done in a kind of a similar way. But of course, you have to remember that now, if people have a butler, a cook and one footman, they're ahead of the game. Whereas in the 30s, still, you would expect 15, 20, 30 servants in a large house. So that sort of way of life as a whole world has rather gone, even though it's nice to see the details surviving sometimes. times.
Well, do you think after this film you will ever be invited to a house party again? You've kind of blown the whistle on the style of it all.
I do think some people will be rather cross. I think there's no question about that. Although most of my actual targets, I mean, Maggie Smith's character, Constance Trentham, is based on my grandfather's eldest sister, and she, I'm afraid, is now with Abraham. So she will have no revenge. I'm having my revenge on her.
Julian Fellowes wrote the screenplay for the new Robert Altman film, Gosford Park. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.